This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Brooke Laser, WWL Louisiana, purple, green, and cold. What a forecast for the weekend. That's good, though. The parade should get in. Any rain should be overnight. And our next guest, I am a big fan of this man, Tyler Bridges, staff writer for the Times-Picayune, New Orleans Advocate, a skilled journalist, a skilled writer as well. You can go to tylerbridges.com, see the books that he's written, and he can take... It's amazing how he can take something like five laterals and a trombone, Cal Stanford and the wildest ending in college football history, and turn it into a full-length book, and it's a very enjoyable read, and you to be congratulated for that. How you doing, Tyler? Tyler?
Yes, good morning.
Okay, how you doing, all right?
Yeah, life is good, thank you.
Good. Let's talk about what's going on with the Supreme Court, Louisiana Supreme Court, Jeff Landry, and I think first for context, maybe we can talk about differences between a president and the Supreme Court of the United States and a governor of Louisiana and Louisiana Supreme Court.
Yeah, so Tommy, I think as everybody knows, the United States Supreme Court has 9 members, and they are nominated by the president and then confirmed by the Senate. The Louisiana Supreme Court has 7 members, and they are all elected to 10-year terms. The governor does not appoint the members, but the governor can have a lot of power, and that was the subject of the story I wrote in the Times-Picayune the other day.
When it comes to, and I don't mean to catch you off guard here, but when it comes to reelection, I would think after a 10-year term, chances are you're pretty much a shoo-in to be reelected?
Very difficult to beat a sitting Louisiana Supreme Court justice.
So it is
for reelection.
It is a de facto lifetime appointment. Would that be accurate?
Essentially, yeah.
Okay. So tell me what Jeff Landry's been up to, the governor, and how he's changed the court, what your story says.
So Jeff Landry, when he took office a year ago, he made a push that surprised some people, which was to redistrict the Louisiana Supreme Court. The 7 justices each represent 1/7 of the state. And every 10 years, of course, Congress goes through redistricting, the state legislature goes through redistricting. But the Louisiana Supreme Court is not mandated to go through redistricting, and it hadn't happened in almost 30 years. And Jeff Landry came in and said, hey, that's not right. And we've got a lawsuit against the boundaries of the existing map. Let's end that lawsuit by redistricting this court and creating a second black district, again, of 7 justices. Only one of them was an African-American, Piper Griffin, here in New Orleans. So Jeff Landry said, hey, let's create another district that will elect a black person to the court. And that really meant it would be electing a Democrat. And that was allowed. That would be possible because a justice up in Shreveport was stepping down. But Jeff Landry is a very crafty guy. He had there was a lot behind the scenes that he wasn't telling everybody. But by getting creating this new second seat, there's a process called packing and redistricting. And so by creating 2 black majority seats on the court, it made the rest of the seats whiter, and by becoming whiter, that made them more conservative. Right now, The conservatives don't often have a majority because the Chief Justice, John Wiemer, is a political independent. He's a maverick, as I called him in my story the other day. And if you end up with two black justices and five white justices, you're going to end up with a more conservative court, more to the liking of Jeff Landry.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Take me through this again, because does it come down to simple math? 5 against 2. Two looks good. It's kind of like 49-51. You think you're a half partner, but you're really not, because you're not in charge of anything. Is it almost like that, where on the surfaces it would appear as though we're opening it up, but actually we're not? I guess I'm confused with the size of the district. And if it's, take me through that again, Tyler.
Yeah, sorry. So when you create a second black district, you have to put enough black people into that district, and you take out those black voters from a white district. And so that white district becomes more conservative, more in line, Jeff Landry would argue, with the conservative values in Louisiana. So over time, the white majority districts will elect more conservative justices. And so while people can celebrate the fact that the Louisiana Supreme Court now has a second black justice, the court overall is going to become more conservative.
And there are how many justices on the bench?
There are seven on the bench. What the legislature did last year with the backing of the governor was redrew the lines in a way again that turned a white majority seat based in Shreveport into a black majority seat in Baton Rouge, but moved all the other lines around. That made the other districts, the white majority districts, even more conservative and more likely to elect a more conservative justice.
So on the surface, it would appear as though, okay, we're creating a second district that would lend itself to a black judge. We're expanding the districts that would lend themselves to white conservative judges. And as a result, 5 always beats 2. So we're making the court more conservative for a longer time. Is that accurate?
That's essentially accurate. You know, not everybody's going to vote. You can't predict how everyone will vote on each issue, but that's generally the situation. And Landry also did that by, there was a Supreme Court justice named Jimmy Genovese, who was from Opelousas. Mm. And all of a sudden, one day he gets a call and says, hey, how'd you like to be president of Northwestern State University in Natchitoches, which is his alma mater? And Genovese says, well, God, I never even thought about the idea. But Landry maneuvered to get Genovese to become the next president of Northwestern State, and that opened up a new seat on the Supreme Court. And the new guy who's been elected unopposed is named Cade Cole. He's a solid conservative. He's more conservative than Justice Genovese was. So by getting Justice Genovese to go off the court, become the president of Northwestern State, and Landry had the process of selecting Genovese greased for him, he was able to open up that seat and create a seat for Cade Cole, who's now the latest member of the 7-member court.
I know that because my kid went to Northwestern State and graduated from there with both an undergraduate and master's degree. And I do know that Genovese had no experience, as I understand it, higher education or running a large institution at all. But Landry said, and I'm looking at your story here, said his people skills and lengthy judicial resume would make him an ideal salesperson to lead a rebound, right?
Yeah, Northwestern State had gone through a difficult time. The student enrollment had dropped. The football team had gone winless the year before. they were clamoring for change, but normally there would be somebody in academia would be the new president. But Jimmy Genovese is now the president of your son's school.
And there wasn't much of a search there, was there, after Genovese's name was positioned?
No, Governor Landry paved the way for Genovese to become the new president. And again, that opened up a seat for another more conservative justice to replace him on the Louisiana Supreme Court.
Let me take a break. We'll pick it up when we come back. I want to talk about the political acumen of Jeff Landry, because he's not, I'm just being honest here, he's not an eloquent speaker, but man, this guy knows his politics. Tyler Bridges, our guest, and Tyler Bridges knows politics as well. Staff writer for the Times-Picayune, New Orleans Advocate, author of several books, 723 Traffic Now, WWL. 7:28, couple of minutes left with Tyler Bridges, our friend, staff writer for the Times-Picayune, New Orleans Advocate, author of several books. He got a story out at NOLA.com about Jeff Landry reshaping the Louisiana Supreme Court. Tyler, you know a lot about politics, and you've watched a lot of governors. Jeff Landry, and I don't mean this in a negative way at all, he's not particularly glib, and he's not particularly well-spoken, but when it comes to politics, this man knows what he's doing as it relates to Louisiana, does he not?
Yeah, I think he's beginning to remind some people of the perhaps the best known Cajun governor of Louisiana, Edwin Edwards, who served four terms, and it was very, very crafty. And Jeff Landry is showing he's very crafty, too. I wrote a story, Tommy, to mark the 1 year of Jeff Landry in office about a month ago. And I reported that he's definitely MAGA on various issues. Sounding out on against certain things that Donald Trump would like, you know, in line with what Trump did. But Landry is also very pragmatic. If he wants to get something done, he doesn't care who he needs to negotiate with. And the latest example is the Super Bowl. He forged a very good working relationship with LaToya Cantrell, and they helped deliver what I think most people agree was a Super Bowl.
I think the difference between he and Donald Trump, and you can tell me what you think, is Jeff Landry wants you to underestimate him.
Yeah, you know, he's from St. Martinville Parish. He grew up next to a sugarcane field, very different than Donald Trump. Mm-hmm. And I think people do tend to underestimate him, but he's very, very clever at working behind the scenes, kind of moving the pieces on the chessboard, the political chessboard, to get what he wants.
I think from what I know of him, he wants you to think that he's just some, and I mean this just not calling the governor this, but yeah, you go ahead and think of me, underestimate me, think of me as just some dumb Cajun hick. Go ahead, please, keep doing that. And meanwhile, he's pulling the strings behind the scenes. Accurate?
Yeah, for example, I think a lot of people thought he was going to make more against New Orleans as governor. He had run against New Orleans during the gubernatorial campaign of 2023, and yet, I think most people are pretty happy that Troop NOLA is in New Orleans and gets some credit for the reduction in crime. He's trying to help clean up the sewage and water board. Look at the better streets that we've gotten in New Orleans thanks to the work with Michael Hecht and others before the Super Bowl. So I bet a lot of people in New Orleans are pleasantly surprised with what they're seeing with Jeff Landry as governor than what they expected.
Thank you. Appreciate your time, Tyler, and insight as always. We'll talk to Richard Nelson, Louisiana Secretary of Revenue. We come back 7:31. Time for WWL First News.